Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. A committee that's set to make recommendations about Vermont's medical marijuana program will meet this week. The Marijuana for Symptom Relief Oversight Committee meets a few times a year and is scheduled to be in Waterbury on Wednesday. Last year, while the legislature debated a tax and regulate cannabis bill, the committee raised concerns about how legal marijuana could affect availability for patients who rely on it for medicinal purposes. The committee also looked to increase the amount of marijuana people with medical cards are allowed to purchase. Lawmakers are expected to take up the tax and regulate cannabis bill again when they return to the State House in January. People capturing fall foliage views in places like Morrisville and Stowe are getting a subtle reminder of who made that perfect photo possible. As VPR's Amy Kolb-Noyes reports, they have a farmer to thank.
Celine DeSoucy's visits farms and farm fields for the work she does with the Lamoille County Conservation District. And over the past few days, she's been leaving a little something behind. They're signs, like the kind you'd see on front lawns and roadsides for political candidates. But these have a different message.
The signs say, "Thank our farmers for the view."
DeSoucy says it's a reminder for locals and visitors alike.
I'm just kind of hoping that it gets people thinking, oh, if I want to keep looking at this view on my way to work or when I come to Vermont to visit, maybe I should think about the people who are doing this work.
DeSoucy says she hopes people will remember those farmers when buying their milk and meat. For VPR News, I'm Amy Kolb-Noyes.
The days may be numbered for a former YMCA building in Bellows Falls, but the current owner is still looking for ways to save the historic structure. The Rutland Herald reports village trustees stopped short of ordering the demolition of the 1835 structure that was first built as a Methodist church. The Meeting Waters YMCA occupied the building for about 50 years before selling it to Christopher Glennon 2 years ago for $1 on the understanding that he would renovate it. Glennon has done some work on the building, but has struggled to convince the village trustees the building is restorable. Municipal manager Wendy Harrison says an engineer's report found no option but demolition. Trustees asked Glennon to give them an updated renovation plan by next month. Today's Eye on the Sky forecast, mostly sunny early, some increasing clouds throughout the day, areas of morning valley fog, possibly a few scattered afternoon rain showers over northern New York, highs today upper 50s to mid-60s from north to south.